Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Saint Germain, this is the week when we're going to be celebrating one of our most beloved holidays, and that is Thanksgiving. We're taught in school that the pilgrims, way back in the 1600s, first started the tradition of Thanksgiving after their first harvest, after they had their first good harvest after a very difficult year when so many people died. And Thanksgiving became a national holiday established by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, although George Washington established the first day of thanks under the new Constitution. I wanted to talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving as a spiritual idea. What would you say about the spiritual power of gratitude?
It is a matter of balancing the equation, the cosmic universal equation of gratitude equals abundance. So what does that mean, and how does one attain it? It's a matter of focusing on what is in your life rather than what is not. If you can begin to separate the concept of Thanksgiving from an event you call the founding of America and the first Thanksgiving dinner, it will be helpful. That event was really Europeans coming to the New World and usurping and taking away the lands of the native people who were already here. Beginning to understand that and become conscious of that is part of your process of being thankful and having gratitude for what is taking place in your life, in that particular case, often at the expense of others. So as you look at the equation, gratitude equals abundance, and you begin to focus upon the things that you do have and you can't have in your life, that will raise the frequency of your existence, of your beingness and your doingness, and allow more gratitude to come forward. But by focusing on what's not there, by focusing on the failures of the past or the fear of the future, you actually prevent the present moment. Does that help you?
Yes. In the Life Mastery book that I put together from Archangel Michael's teachings, at the back of it I added a section called The Law of Attraction, which was based on teachings that I had read from the Archangel Uriel. And Uriel said, consciousness affects energy and manifestation. Our consciousness creates a field of attraction that magnetizes energy to us, allowing corresponding energetic frequencies to attach themselves to us, like energy attracting like. So as I take from that is, as we focus on and feel gratitude, that we attract more of what we're grateful for into our lives. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and add the phrase gratitude for what is,
right,
rather than what is not. One is negative, one is positive. The negative will prevent the positive. Do you understand?
Right. Now, I was thinking a lot, and I often think about it, when you said that ascended masters have learned to manage energy. Managing our consciousness really is an effective way of managing energy, isn't it?
Yes.
remember, the origin of everything is consciousness. God, the original creator of everything, is consciousness. Consciousness always existed. It is the foundation of having it or not. Do you understand?
Right, so we create what we focus on then, so we can begin to manage energy in the way we would like if we become conscious of what we're focusing on.
Now, how you're using it. Remember, we've discussed this many times before, you're given a lifetime of energy in each incarnational cycle, and how you choose to use it, to be it, and to do it is up to you through your free choice and will. You're learning to be more experienced and more expertise in how you choose to use that life force of energy. And the life force of energy comes originally from the I Am Presence. It is the originating, permanent, eternal aspect of your higher self. Make that connection.
Mm-hmm. I would like to connect what you just said to a statement that Adama made in our discussions with the project we're working on called The Refounding of America. Adama, of course, is the father of mankind. And this is what Adama said. By having gratitude for what is taking place within current events, an example he used was current American politics, by having gratitude for what is taking place within current events that may not seem right, you can transmute what appears wrong into something far more positive. This is called the divine solution, creating a positive outcome for all, learning what is to what is not. So he made a statement here that really struck me. When you have gratitude for what is taking place, that may not seem right. That never occurred to me before.
And by not going into it and being it, but acknowledging it taking place and putting a parallel path from it.
So let's apply that to the conflict and separation that's going on in America today. If you have gratitude for that experience, and take it from there.
If you have gratitude for that experience, then you can make another choice through your free will and choice, which is your divine birthright. And that is what you're experiencing in your midterm 2018
mm-hmm.
elections, is it not? You're making another choice as a result of the choices that were made in the past. A choice is just a choice. It can always change. Change is all there is. Do you understand?
Yes, and what this is helping me, this is very enlightening. This was very enlightening and is very enlightening for me. The idea of having gratitude for what is taking place within current events that may not seem right. But that's true of any aspect of our lives, isn't it?
Yes,
anything
imagine
that's taking
that,
place.
Of having gratitude. Since you have created it, everything that's happening in your life is simply, whether you're conscious or unconscious of it or not, is simply a way that you have chosen to learn what you need to learn, the way that you can need to learn it, in order to affect, through this ascension process, a permanent healing, and not having to experience that again in another incarnational cycle. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. So I can apply this to anything that's going on in my life that I don't want, it doesn't seem right.
Even cancer.
Hmm. Can we just develop that idea for a minute?
The channel, when he learned he had a life-threatening disease within his body, which had killed millions before him, he met a very wise healer who said to him, "Sit down, beloved patient, and write a love letter to this disease, and take responsibility for creating it, and balancing the equation responsibility equals consequence. And once you take responsibility for it, you can create a consequence to your liking. As a result of taking responsibility, the consequence that this divine channel created for all the messages that he has brought into humanity since that time." Does that help you?
Wow, that's a very
powerful statement. So we could apply the same kind of idea to anything in our lives that we find disturbing.
By taking responsibility, it is all something that you have created. It is not a punishment. It is not a punishment. It is your soul simply creating avenues for a permanent healing. Do you understand?
So just to pull this together so that anyone listening to this can understand what to do with it, we can apply gratitude to anything going on in our lives that we don't like, and we can do it in different forms, whether it's writing a love letter. What else would you say about that?
Going back to self-empowerment and realizing you are the creator creating all the time, and take responsibility for that and not blame or shame mom or dad or somebody else for all the things that's going on in your life that you have chosen, what you are experiencing, to learn the way you need to learn for a permanent healing. And so be it.
That is so powerful, Saint Germain. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.